From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to the Thursday, September 10th episode of Beers with the Brewers, the official podcast of Land Grant Brewing Company. We've got a two-beer episode this week featuring Onawana Trail Mix Pale Ale, and that is Nutty Fruity Almond and Cranberry, and Smutter, which is a s'more version of our Son of a Mutter Brown Ale, Chocolatey Toasty Graham Cracker and Marshmallow. Yeah. Perfect for round of fire. I'm Mark Richards, also on the podcast this week, Walt Keys.
Yeah, I'm broadcasting from the Keys Family Elementary School now. It's an office, it's a house, it's a daycare center, and now it is also a kindergarten and a podcast recording studio.
Also joining this week is Chris Helderman.
Hello.
Chris, we got to spend a bit of time together the last couple days.
We did.
Went on quite the road trip to the pretty far stretches. We almost ran out of land up there on the other side of Traverse City. Chris, why don't you tell the listeners what we were doing up there?
Well, for those of you who love fresh hop beers, we picked up some hops to brew a fresh hop beer. This will be our first... what I'll consider like a true fresh hop beer, in the fact that everything you're tasting and getting from the hops will be from hops that were harvested on Tuesday. So we went up to Michigan Hop Alliance and picked up 650 pounds of fresh hops, brought those back down. So we picked them up on the 8th. They went on the kettle the 9th to finish it off on dry hop. We're getting that same hop lot pelletized, and we'll be doing the dry hop with that. About 700 and so pounds of hops going in this beer.
It's pretty exciting.
Crazy.
Yeah,
but those whole cone hops don't weigh very much, so that's really not that much hops.
Well, they're pounds, Walt. They're pounds.
You know, 700 pounds of whole cone hops doesn't weigh as much as 700 pounds of...
Oh no! So if yeah, so it's about it's going to be hopped about the same rate as quadrohopping or something like that, if you do the conversion. But it is by far the most fresh hops we've ever put into a beer, because it's the first time we've ever gone and gotten this many hops.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've always shipped them in.
We did a couple fresh hop pale ales in the... It's been a few years now, but yeah, we had to get them shipped in, so it wasn't as much beer and probably not as much of a hop, as much hops.
We also used a lot of pellets in those as well, the same hop variety, but used some T90 pellets. But this year, like I said, it's all from the stuff that was picked on Tuesday, so it's exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
Pretty cool to go up there and see the hop farm too, Chris. And
yep, old Brian at Michigan Hop Alliance, been working with him. He was pretty excited to get hops all the way down here. It's something that they don't normally do, it seems, just because of traveling up there and everything. So, yeah, no, we were pretty excited.
Oh, yeah, and the back of that truck smelled amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys pulled up, I was there this morning, and, I mean, you could smell it from... 20 feet away from the truck when you guys pulled up. Door was shut and everything. You could smell you guys coming.
Yeah. Well, it was an adventure for sure. And we're still on the same beat down at the beer garden, right, Walt? Got stuff daily.
I think every week I've been saying this, but we've kind of fallen into a nice groove here in the beer garden with live music, with movies, with crew matches, all that fun stuff. But, yeah, I'll give you kind of the weekly rundown. So Monday night, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. That is a rescheduled event for, I think they got rained out last week, this upcoming Monday, the 14th. And you can buy tickets for that or reserve your table for that on landgrant.app. So go do that as soon as you can. We've got live music on Thursday nights. Tonight is Lily Bloom. She'll be playing 6 to 9. Crew play Saturday, 7:30. We'll have that match on the big Jumbotron. Earlier that day, you can come do some yoga with our friends from Modo Yoga. Check out their social feed for details on how to book that. Those fill up pretty quick, so come down, stretch, and get a beer. Sundays, we also have live music, so that's always every Sunday, 3 to 6. All this is weather-dependent, of course, but this side up playing this upcoming Sunday, the 13th. Pretty much every Wednesday, we got a movie going. Check landgrant.app for the latest and book your table for that. And then Mark kind of hinted at this, but we've got it on our calendar. We should be kind of announcing it here soon. Obviously a little bit different of an experience this year than in years past, but the Land Grant 6th anniversary party event thing is going down on October 17th. That is a Saturday. So look for details to come on that. As I just mentioned, a little bit different than years past, but we've got some fun stuff planned and definitely some fun beer releases planned for that day. So put it on your calendar, block off your afternoon, and plan on being down at the beer garden to do some beer stuff. And I don't know, maybe there'll be an Ohio State game there. I wouldn't, you know, necessarily hold your breath on that. You never know. But there'll probably be some other football stuff to have on the TV or a crew match or something. So, yeah. October 17th, put it on the books. It's going down. So that should be fun. Something to look forward to. Get out of our usual sort of quarantine routine and have some fun. So there you go.
Sign me up. Whatever capacity we have to relate to a party in these times, I'm kind of up for it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of up for it.
Something outside of the usual daily weirdness.
Well, I'm sure there's still going to be beer involved no matter what.
There's going to be a lot of beer involved, and that's probably all the reason you really need to come down and join. Yeah.
Well, cool. I've got an Onawana Trail Mix Pale Ale all teed up and here in the glass. This is a curious beer, a Trail Mix Pale Ale.
Yeah.
I hold it in my heart. That's how much it means to me.
There you go.
Okay, I think that's from that song Benner played a few weeks ago.
What happens with when you think about it?
It definitely makes me want to fart.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Or maybe I should get it right or pay the price.
That's what I heard. Yeah, get it right or pay the price. That's what the one guy
yelled. I hope we'll never part. Yeah. Get it right or pay the price. That's right.
If you have no idea what we're talking about,
as Mark probably is not.
Well, I know now you guys turned me on to it.
Did you get up to speed on this, Mark? I know we kind of talked about it at the end of the podcast a week or two ago. I don't know if that made it to air or not. But
I'm hip to it. It went on the air. I know what's up now.
It's a favorite of all kids that were watching television in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of my favorites.
Yeah. So tell us about this beer, Chris.
All right. So this beer, Trail Mix Pale Ale. So Dan Schaefer, and he can't be on this podcast today because he is working on fresh hop beer, I believe, which is a pretty labor-intensive anyway. He's been wanting to do a Trail Mix Pale Ale for a very long time. Really get into, you know, if you were to take a handful of Trail Mix or a granola bar with a bunch of fruit and craisins in it and everything. He really wanted to make a beer that was like that. And so that's what he did. Figure what better than a Camp Onawana beer than a Trail Mix beer. So let's see. In this beer, we've got honey malt, which should give you some crunch berry flavors, caramel oats or caramel oats, depending, which is really that granola, Nature Valley granola bar flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Gold pills for some multigrain bread character. Victory malt is great to get toasted nuts out of. We use Cascade, which a lot of people are getting away from. Should give you a little of the grapefruit pine. Pacific Gem for some dark fruits. And we use our typical Hornendahl yeast to give it a little more stone fruit character. And then we used almond flour, to make it taste like almonds, and craisins because cranberries. One of the things about, you know, using almond flour and craisins and stuff is to really get all of that flavor that we really wanted in this beer, it wasn't to use all that. It'd be ridiculous. The beer would be $25 a six pack. That's not what we did. So we used all that, but then we boosted it a little bit with some almond extract and some cranberry extract, and I think that really popped it over the top. And you have everything else there to back it up, so it's not like we just, well, we brewed a regular beer and put some of this stuff in and it's fine. No, it's just that little boost there at the end. But I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a very unique beer, and I'm a fan. Has this ever happened to you guys when you're drinking beer and you go to the fridge and you grab what you think is one beer and you don't look at it and you open it and take a sip and it's not the beer that you thought it was?
Yes, especially when occasionally I'll bring some home that don't have labels on them.
Yeah, a week or two ago I was drinking, it was pale ale, I don't know, it was Lemon Glow or Fruit Slices or one of these beers, and I kind of just absentmindedly went to the fridge and grabbed another beer. You know, went back, sat down, opened it, took a swig, and I was like, wow, this is very, very different. And I looked down, and it was Anawana. And I think it was actually my first taste of this beer. And when you're not expecting it, it is very, very different beer. And then I drank the rest of it, and I really enjoyed it.
There you go.
So that's a really cool story that I just told.
Cool story, Walt. I liked
it. So pay attention to the beer you're grabbing from the fridge, or else you're going to be surprised sometimes.
Yeah, it might be a pleasant surprise.
This was a situation. Pleasant surprise. But yeah, I've also had it where you accidentally grabbed the big heavy stout or something, or or the beer that you just put in the fridge like from like 5 minutes ago and it's not cold yet or something like that. That's not as good of a surprise.
Yeah, you hate to see that. What do you guys think on crushability?
How crushable is this?
Quarantine edition.
I think I'm going to give this one a 3.
3? I am going to follow your 3. I'm falling right in line on that. It's got a lot of sweetness, but man, they'd be a very enjoyable 3 though. For sure.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 or 4. I'll just make it a unanimous 3, but yeah, it's there's a lot of bold flavors going on, but
they
are. I think 3 is probably with something that with this much going on, I think 3 is a good place to go.
Yeah, and I think we got a hell of a campfire theme this episode, really, with these two beers, because this one just go mm-hmm. right along with it.
Yeah, you could just take, if you're going camping for the weekend after Labor Day, like most people, just take these two six packs along with you, you'd be set.
How about we get into a smutter now?
How about it?
All right, so smutter, 7.2 alcohol. It is Son of a Mutter, for the most part. That we added graham crackers in the mash.
Which I should say, Son of a Mutter is our American brown ale that we've brewed for a long time here and there. Mm-hmm. First beer we ever brewed at Land Grant Brewing Company.
That is very true.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's one of the staples that we don't have a whole lot, especially now that the tap room's not around, because we don't can that beer, except for once in a blue moon. But so we took that beer, which is one of the brewer's favorite beers that we have. It's gone through recipe development for the past 6 years to try and get it the way we want it. Kind of, we've done chocolate mutter before. Been thinking about new ideas. S'mores got brought up. Smutter was it was a match made in heaven. And then, you know, label draws itself as far as you got to have a horse and jockey roasting marshmallows.
Right, yeah. I will say this is one of... I'll give you guys a little bit of behind the scenes since you subscribe to the Beers with the Brewers podcast. We got to make it worth your while somehow here. The label for Smutter actually started as the label for Anawana. Obviously, there wasn't like a horse on it when it was Anawana, but... when we had the idea for the Smutter beer, I basically just took out the two people I had sitting by the fire, swapped them out for a jockey and a horse, and gave them some marshmallows to roast over that fire, and switched up the color scheme a little bit. And it actually has it turned into one of my favorite labels that I've done for Land Grant. I think it's really kind of goofy and fun.
And it's a fun beer, and it's an awesome image to embody the beer.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. I think, I don't know exactly who came up with that, the whole everybody roasting marshmallows, but I thought it was great. And Walt made it come to life like the genius he is.
Yeah, and man, I got to tell you, this just freaking works for me. I don't know if I'm just a sucker for s'more flavors anyway, which Chris and I had s'mores for breakfast this morning, oddly enough.
We did.
Did you really?
We did. They had s'more Pop-Tarts. You know, you can't really have a breakfast, so that was the best the hotel hookup could be when we
I don't know if the s'more Pop-Tart's quite as good as a true over the fire s'more, but hey.
Yeah.
Take what you can get out there on the road picking up fresh hops.
That's right. Nobody's trying to say that, but man, I don't think it's better than this beer. This is a great beer.
Man, I'll tell you what, like last week or whatever, when we were having highs in like the low 70s and it was dropping down into the 60s and 50s at night, this beer was really hitting in a nice way for me. And I think in about a week when it kind of drops back down again and it's kind of leaning to that fall weather, this beer is going to be just outstanding.
Right? Got to have a couple around a fire Friday night, which is great.
No, I went camping this past week and I had a couple of these and it did not disappoint.
Yeah.
So along with the Mutter recipe, we put some cacao nibs on it and put on some vanilla beans to really try to get that marshmallow character. For those of you that don't really know, I think marshmallow is just basically sugar, gelatin, and a hint of vanilla. So they're pretty slow on the ingredient list.
I love a sugar gelatin.
Yeah. And then obviously when you roast it, you get some caramelization of those sugars, and that is where a lot of your flavors come from. So we were trying to do that, and I think it turned out pretty good. A little more behind the scenes, we did two batches of this and blended them together because they tasted a little different, and we thought blending them together would be... We'd make a better product, and boom, we were right.
Yeah, now, what do you attribute that to, Chris? I'm sure it wasn't from the brew house. Was that from the tank that was used when, I guess we'll just say, dry vanilla and nibbing?
Yeah, so we've used a lot of... We've used some nibs, and different beers react differently to them before. So the first one didn't react as planned. It was picked up, I think, a little bitterness,
which
we didn't mind some of the bitterness. We thought that actually hit the spot pretty well, but it was just a little too much. So we altered the dosage rates on the second one, and I think altered the vanilla a little bit to kind of help things out as well. And I think it turned out great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really just puts in your mind having a s'more along with your beer without having to get all those things out. It's perfect.
The s'more in a glass.
S'more in a glass. Well, we're down to that question, and I know Adam Benner is not on a podcast this week, but just dying to know.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
I'd go 3.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd have to go 3 as well.
Oof, man. I think just because I love it so much, I can't get enough. I'm 5 on this.
Holy.
5.
If I'm sitting by a fire, I love Son of a Mutter so much, and I just love malty beers this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really that much for adding a ton of esoteric things to beers to begin with, but on this one, it just works so well. Mm-hmm. I've got to go 5. I don't think you could, if I was at a fire, there was a 6-pack of this.
You don't think you could drink less than 5?
Oh, of course. I will drink less than 5 today. But given the right circumstances, yeah, I could easily get through 5 of these.
Sure. Yeah. All right. I'm going to stick with 3 just because it's a bit of a rich beer and not like overly so, but
yeah.
I think I'd top out at 3.
Well, I sure wouldn't be driving afterwards. And
no, I wouldn't be driving after 3.
Absolutely not. But I do know this. If I need an expert driver, that Chris Helderman is one heck of a driver, Walt.
Good wheel man?
Absolutely.
I don't know about all that, but
Well, you got us back safe. You know,
there you go. If that's the only criteria, then I'm a decent wheelman.
I'll tell you what else. We both knew when to tap out on the end of that journey and get a few hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's always good. So how far north was it? You went past Traverse. How far?
Yeah, about an hour north of Traverse City.
Did you keep heading up the coast, or did you go out up on that peninsula there?
Yeah, it's over towards Leelanau. So you go up, like, if you're going up to Leelanau, but you stay on the actual Traverse Bay side. Yeah.
So you're going west from Traverse City, not continuing north.
Just west, but just due north, because you don't go over to the Lake Michigan coast. You stay on the Traverse Bay side. So it was a lovely drive, Chris can attest, as far as nature's concerned. And then
love it up there.
We just about ran out of land, though, didn't we, Chris? If we'd gone too much further, we'd have been off the edge.
We sure did.
I'm looking at a map, and I see what you're talking about.
It's just about at the top of the peninsula, and it was really cool going to Hot Farm. It was just absolutely downpouring when we arrived, probably the most rain that we had on our journey, and sadly so, because I took a few quick pictures, and we checked the place out as much as we could just while getting those hops loaded, and those guys weren't any more happy to be in the rain than we were, so...
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in a hurry to get back to get those hops in the beer.
Yeah.
Good road trip. We learned a lot on this trip, didn't we, Chris?
Didn't we?
Chris. Didn't we? I think Chris fell asleep.
Chris fell asleep. That's
He's been doing a lot of driving, though.
Yeah, you guys had a long day. Maybe we should just let him sleep and just wrap this podcast up.
We'll just wrap it up. Well...
Sorry about that, fellas.
Oh, he woke back up.
Oh, hey, we figured you fell asleep with staying awake so much at the wheel, Chris. We just figured you nodded off there.
No, I got a phone call I had to take, and so I took it. There you go.
Right on. Well, next week on Beers with the Brewers, we've got IPA.
IPA. That's a new one.
New one, and man, this is a well-perfected IPA. They've been working on this one for a while.
Yeah, and odds are if you follow Land Grant and you're into what we're putting out, especially the experimental stuff, you've gotten yourself a sneak preview of this beer and how it's evolved since it was experimental IPA 0.0.
It's evolved into an amazing IPA, I think, and probably releasing about the time you're going to listen to this podcast. False Slices Citrus Pale Ale. Another double episode next week.
Yeah, that's out now. I'm having one of those as we speak. It's pretty tasty.
Pretty, pretty good. Well, good talking to you guys. And keep on trucking, Chris, as we say out there on the road.
That is something that you say.
Oh, sure. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Yep, cheers, everybody.
Thanks. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Another hit episode.
Another hit episode.
The Brewers Podcast. All right, bye.
Bye, guys.